Today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Aleph, and we are 12 lines from the top of daf Pei Amid Beis Ta Shema. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Mordechai ben Sararina, and today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Yisrael Mordechai ben Eliyoshra Gafaifa. So we're very much in the middle of a sugya. The general context is the 8th parak of Maseches Zvachim, which is where Kachim meets Taruvos. The more specific context is different cases of Taruvos where dam of a kosher carbon was nisarev with either dam of a different type of kosher carbon or with dam of a pasul carbon. The even more specific context is the Gemara was discussing when two things that are lach come and combine into one, yesh bila or ein bila. So let's take a step back and let's chazer over a little bit what we did yesterday because it's very, very pertinent for the entirety of today's daf. The Gemara and Daf Pei Amud Aleph brought a Tanan Hasa, a Mishnah over there. Where's there? Meseches Parah Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah was discussing a tzloiches of mechatas shenaflu l'toicha mayim kolsho, where a little bit of water fell in. Mechatas is needed to sprinkle on someone that's tummy tumas mei so that he could become tahar. If there's a little bit of water inside, that's a foreign object. The question is, how do we view this taruvus now? And it was a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer said that whereas ordinarily you take mechatas, you do one hazah and the person's going to be tahar. Over here, yazesh te hazahs. The Kayin is going to have to do two azos. The Chachamim say even two azos is not going to work. In fact, the Chachamim poislim. The whole thing is going to be possible. And the Gemara did a deep dive into understanding what is the machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara said, as it relates to the sheet of the Rabbanon, it's predicated on three hanachas. Number one, yesh bila. Number two, azot tzricha shir. Number three, ein azos mitzdarfas. Yesh bila, we assume that every hazah that you're going to do is going to have mechatas and mayim. What proportion? The proportion of the mechatas and the mayim in the entire tzloiches. But we assume that there's going to be mechatas and mayim. Hazah tzricha shir. The shir is a proper hazah, which means that you can't satisfy the chi of hazah with only one hazah. And in hazah is mitzdarfis. You can't do it with two either. As a result, it's going to be possible. But the Gemara said, as it relates to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Mikosovar. And the Gemara went through the whole cheshman. The Gemara said, if Rabbi Eliezer holds ein bila, well then, that would explain why one hazah is not enough. But then why should two hazahs be enough? Ein bila would suggest that maybe the two things are not properly merged. And when you did the first hazah, it was mayim. When you did the second hazah, it was mayim. Well, maybe when you do the third hazah, it's going to be mayim. The fourth hazah is mayim. How do you know that when you do two hazahs, everything is going to be okay? Must be he holds yesh bila. But the Gemara continued. And the Gemara said that if Rabbi Eliezer holds hazah in tzricha shir, and he holds yesh bila, so just do one hazah, and everything is going to be okay. There's no shir. All you have to do is get a little bit yesh bila, so you know you got a little bit, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara said, oh, Rabbi Eliezer must hold that hazah is tzricha shir. Now, if Rabbi Eliezer holds that the hazois are not mitzdarfis, well then he's the chachamim, and then even two hazois shouldn't be good. So the Gemara said, presumably he holds that the hazois are mitzdarif. The problem is, if he holds that hazah is tzricha shir, even if you did two hazois, who said you got the shir? It's very nice that hazois are mitzdarfin, but if he holds hazah tzricha shir, maybe you should need three, maybe four, maybe five. The bottom line is, the Gemara said, I know the shita, the Rabbanan yeshbil hazah tzricha shir, and hazah is mitzdarfis. As it relates to Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a little bit confused, and the Gemara came out, three mehalchim and amma yiram, Rish Lakish, Rava, and Ravashi, respectively. We went through the longer version yesterday, now just to mention the shita's bekitzer. Rish Lakish said that La'ilam Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, and he holds hazah tzricha shir, and he holds hazah it's mitzdarfis. What's the kasha? It's very nice, but maybe you should have to do two, three, four, or five. I don't know. How do you know that by the time you do the second hazah, everything is going to be okay? There was one part of mechatas, there was one part of mayim. Once you do two, everything is going to be okay. So you can't be yoitza with one because hazah tzricha shir. Hazois mitzdarfis, you could do two, and when you do two, you know for sure that you're gonna get it right. But yesh bila, hazot tzricha shir, hazois mitzdarfis. Rava said that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is yesh bila, and he holds ein hazot tzricha shir. And if that's the case, once you do one hazah, it should be okay. Because yesh bila, for sure you got mechatos, and ein hazot tzricha shir. The reason you have to do a second Hazah is a knas, because we don't want that people will go and wink, wink, add a little bit of mayim to their mechatas to inflate it. How much is a little bit of water worth? Not a lot. How much is a little bit of mechatas worth? King's ransom. So it's for that reason, to prevent something like that from happening, Chazal said that you'll have to do a second Hazah. But according to Rava, yesh pila in Hazah tzricha sher. Rav Ashi said that lo'olam Rabbi Eliezer holds ein pila. Rabbi Eliezer holds that really there's no bila. And if that's the case, based on the Gemara's initial thought, you should have to do multiple hazais, because, I don't know, you should have to be maza everything in order to know for sure that you got the mechatas. Why is it that two hazais is going to be okay? It's because hocha b'mayaskinu, where there was a little bit of mayim. And the truth is, masnisa namideka, because that was the Lashon HaMishnah, nafa l'toichai, Mayim Koshu. There was a little bit of water. So when you do one Ein Bila, maybe I got the water. But when I do a second one like that, I know it's going to be okay. But according to Rav Ashi, Ein Bila. Ashi Negeya to today's daf, Rish Lakish and Rava both held in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Yesh Bila. Rav Ashi held in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Bila. What does it have to do with our sugya? It has so much to do with our sugya. Because the Gemara in yesterday's daf had two shmas. Two toshmas. As it relates to trying to be machria, this shaila of whether Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila or ein bila from the sugyas of a taruvis of dam. In today's daf, we're going to see multiple additional toshmas. All may inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. But the point is this. The point is that this shaila of whether Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila or ein bila is very, very relevant to the shitas Rabbi Eliezer's that are permeating our sugya right now. So what's going on in our sugya? So for this, we have to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah that started Ayin Tes Amid Beis, that continued on to Pei Amid Aleph, which was really a Mishnah that was behemshech to so many of the Mishnayos that we already saw in this parak. And that is, what would be if you have dam of one carbon that was nesarev with dam of another carbon? The Mishnah gave several examples of it. Dam chatos, that was nazarif with dam oila. What's unique about that? Chatos goes lamayla michot asikra, oila goes lamata michot asikra. You have two karbonos that both go on the same part of the mizbeach, but their dam was nazarif. Matan alef and matan alef, such as b'chayr meiser. Matan dalef and matan dalef, such as oila and shlamin. Or if you had a taruvis of a matan Dalid with a matan aleph. So, for example, an oila and a bechar. A whole bunch of different cases. Each one has its own unique halachic perspective. But one common thread in these machloikesin is that the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is featured very, very prominently. And really, the Gemara is approaching high level that the way we view this sugya should be very much taloi in whether yesh bila or ein bila. So for example, if dam chatas is nesarev with dam oila and you hold yesh bila, then every single time you're going to do a zrika right now with this taruvis, you're going to get a little bit of chatas, you're going to get a little bit of oila. If you hold ein bila, then when dam chatas and dam oila are nesarev lav dafka, when you do one zrika, are you getting chatas and oila? Could be getting the chatas, could be getting the oila. Which would then mean that l'chura, you would have to look at this sugya one way if you hold yesh bila, you'd have to look at the sugya another way if you hold ein bila. And being that Rabbi Eliezer is featured so prominently, and we have this machlikas amiram in shitas Rabbi Eliezer, whether he holds yesh bila, ein bila, this is an amazing case study. It's an amazing exhibit. It's an amazing precedent. It's an amazing comparable to the sugi that we're all learning. So the Tanan Hassam is the laws of the Paraduma, the Mechatos, Shenofla Teichemayim. The sugi that we're learning right now is Dam Kochim, what that was Nesarev with other types of Dam. But Hatzad Ashova Shebehen is, if you hold Yesh Bilo, L'chayr, you would approach both sugis one way. If you hold Ein Bilo, you would approach the two sugis another way. The Shaila of Yesh Bilo, Ein Bilo is a macro Shaila. It's a fundamental Shaila that can have implications in Afkaminas and so many sugis in Shas. In our case, it's a sugi in Tyrus versus a sugi of Kachim that are merging together via this common denominator, via this principle. But either way, so what did we do at the very, very end of yesterday's daf, which is going to very much segue into today's daf? Again, today's daf is very much a hamshach of the latter part of yesterday's daf. The Gemara had brought two toshmas, both kashas on Rav Ashi, who is the das yochid amongst the three amiram that holds that the shita of Rabbi Eliezer is ein bila. Remember, Rish Lakish and Rava both held in Rabbi Eliezer's shita of parah aduma yesh bila. Rav Ashi was one that held ein bila. And the Gemara said at first glance, I have two kashas from two of these cases. Now, it's interesting, the two cases that the Gemara brought initially were actually not cases of the Mishnah, but rather cases from a Braisa, from a Tosefta. Now, the cases are very much Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan, which, not shockingly, is very often the way Mishnayis and Braises are, right? The Mishnah was usually the Lashon Ketzara of halachas that were talked about much more expansively in the Braises. But either way, these few cases that we have here in the Mishnah is mentioned b'yeser herchava in the Braises, and the initial Toshmas came not from the Mishnah, we're going to get to that later in the course of today's daf, but they actually came from the Braises. So what were the initial Toshmas? The case we're talking about, where you had Hanitonim Lamaila, that were Nesarev with Nitonim Lamata. So Dam Chatos, that was Nesarev with Dam Oila. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're allowed to go to Chatchila, and you're allowed to put the Dam Lamaila. Right? That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. You can go, and you can put the Dam Lamaila, V'yachzer afterwards, and put the Dam Lamata. Aye, when you put the Dam Lamaila, you're putting a little bit of Oila Lamaila. That's not something you're allowed to do. Rabbi Eliezer holds you, Mechavin L'shem Mayin, you're not Mechavin L'shem Rech Nechayach, and if you do that, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara's kasha was Bishleim, if you hold that Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bila. So if Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bila, then it's all good. When you do the Hazal Lamaila, for sure there's Chatas. There's also Oila, but I don't care. Then you'll do the Hazal Lamata, for sure there's Oila, a little bit of Chatas. Not only down Ikir, we said that's even a good thing, because once you do the Hazov, the Chatas Lamailo, you actually have to put the Chatas Lamailo, because of Shvicha Shirayim, it's going to be good. But if you hold Ein Bila, so what's this business that go Lamailo, you'll be Yoitza Chatas, then go Lamata, you're going to be Yoitza Oilo? Maybe it's Oilam Hafech Reisi, maybe it's Al Yoinim Tachtoinim and Tachtoinim Al Yoinim, maybe you mixed up the whole thing. Maybe when you met Lamailo, you put Oilo, and when you went Lamata, you put Chatas. So you weren't Yoitza Oilo because it all went Lamailo, and you weren't Yoitza Chatas because it all went Lamata, right? The Shirayim of the Chatas Lamata is good, but if you put the whole Chatas Lamata, it's not going to be okay. So to get out of those two cases, it was really two Toshmas that the Gemara approached from the same perspective. You would have to say, says the Gemara, a big Oikimta. Ravashi is the one that's going to have to make this Oikimta. Obviously, Rish Lakish and Rava could learn a Kipshutai, but Ravashi holds Ein Bila is going to make an Oikimta, and the Oikimta is going to be, it's talking about where when the person did the Hazal Lamaila, he put all the Dam Oila that was there and some. So at this point, even if all the Dam Oila is Lamaila, there's also Dam Chatas Lamaila. And if that's the case, you're guaranteed that you got the Chatas Lamaila. It says Tachtoinim Alulai, which sounds like that when you go Lamata, you Yoitza, the Oila, and the Chatas. Bishlam with the Chatas, you Yoitza, because you Yoitza now the Shvicha Shirayim with the Chatas. But to the extent Ein Bila, and maybe all the Oila went Lamaila, could be there's no Oila Lamata now. So why Tachtoinim Alulai? You for enferred half of Rebbe Eliezer. What about the other half? The Gemara says, Anachinami, a Doichik, which the Gemara is going to fall off in the course of today's daf. The Gemara's not going to like it. But for now, the Gemara is willing to entertain it. And the Gemara says that it could be when it says Tachtoinim Alulai, Yataka doesn't mean that you Yoitza the Oila Lamata. All it means is that you Yoitza the Shvicha Shirayim. Either way, that is a recap and a precap and a segue and all the other synonyms thereof. And on that note, we're going to continue firing away with Toshmas from our Sugya, the Sugya of Dam, of a Korban that was in Sarev, trying to figure out in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer and all these sugyas, does he hold Yesh Bila or could he even hold Ein Bila? Says the Gemara Toshma. I'll bring you a raya from the next part of that aforementioned braisa. In the event that again there was a taruvas between Dam Chatas and Dam Oila, and the Koyan went, he didn't ask any questions, and he did a Hazala Maila. Ilu ve'ilu moidim, everybody's moida, meaning Sai Rabbi Eliezer and Sai the Chachamim, Sheyachse ve'yitein lamata. That once you went ahead and you did a Hazala Maila, at this point, if you want to do a Hazala Mata, you could do a lechatchila. Ve'ilu ve'ilu aluloya. Not just that, everybody agrees that you're going to be yoitza sai the chatos, and you're going to be yoitza the oila. What's the kasha? The kasha is, how could it be that once you do a little bit of dam lamaila, then if you also do dam lamata, for sure you're going to be yoitza? Why are you for sure going to be Yoitza? Maybe you did the Oila Lemala, you did the Chatas Lemata, and if that's the case, why are we assuming that you're going to be Yoitza? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We'll make the same Oikimta that we made in the previous two cases. The case will be, again, we already were making this whole brisa like that, so there's no reason not to be making this case, where when you went lemaila, you put all of the amount of dam oila that was there, and some. If that's the case, for sure you were yoytza the chatos. Now, once you're yoytza the chatos, you can go lechatchila and take the oila, and you can put a lamata. And just to be clear, elu ve'elu moidim, here even the chachamim amoida, the reason even the chachamim amoida is because what would be the problem? To put the oila dam lamata, that's lechatchila, and even the chatas dam, once you did the chatas lamayla, you could do the lechatchila. That's the whole point of the elu ve'elu. Because the chachamim are only chaylik that lechatchila you can't go ahead and put the chatas lamayla. Because they're not willing to say, I'm going to look at the dam oila as if it's mayim. But once I already did the chatas lamayla, at this point, elu ve'elu moidim, because the oila lechatchila I'm allowed to put lamayla. And once I did the chatas lamaylo, now there's a din shvicha shirayim, so even the chatas I could go ahead lechatchila and do lamata. But the Gemara says the bottom line is you're worried about what happens if ein bila. I mean, if yesh bila, this is gevaldik. But if you hold ein bila, don't we have the problem? The same problem we had in the previous tashmas. The answer is no. We'll make the same exact akimta hachanami, right? Make the same akimta. It's talking about beruba el yoinim v'kayav lamaylo shir tachtoin v'ay. But the Gemara says I'll tell you why here I'm not happy with that because va'elu ve'elu alu loiktani. It says, Elu ve'elu alaloi. And Elu ve'elu alaloi sounds like that your yoitza say the chatos and your yoitza say the oila. Now, it's a very important Tosis in Pshat Tava. Dibra maskel hoktani Elu ve'elu alaloi. Tosis felt he had to speak it out, so obviously it means it's kedai to speak out. And that is, says Tosis, maybe Elu ve'elu alaloi means that regarding the chatos, it's Elu ve'elu, in that your yoitza the chatas lamayla, and your yoitza the chatas lamata, as it relates to the shvicha shirayim, right? Says Tosfos, the same ikimtas that we made in the first two cases, maybe make here as well. What did it say in the first two cases? Va'tachtoinim aluloi. What does it say here? Elu ve'elu aluloi. Tachtoinim aluloi could mean that it's shvicha shirayim, elu ve'elu can't, says Tosfos. No. Elu ve'elu sounds like the two karbanos. Elu ve'elu sounds like the oil and the chatas. And therefore, even though tachtoinim aluloi, that we were willing to be mefarish, that means only the shvicha shirayim, but elu ve'elu is actually mashed beside the chatas inside the oil. So the bottom line is, you see, that your yoitza the oil lamata bishlam if you're yesh bila, so you got a little bit of chatas and lamaylo, you got a little bit of oil lamata. That's the elu ve'elu. Ordinarily, you're not supposed to do the chatchila only coin trouble the azer, but once you did it, elu ve'elu moidim the elu ve'elu alaloi. Even the rabbanon are going to hold this okay, but if you hold ein bila, then there's no way it could be elu ve'elu moidim. It can't be elu ve'elu alaloi because even if you're going to make an akimta, why you for sure got the chat? Us. Because it's talking about where you did the sheer oila, the oid, but then how do you know for sure you got the oila lamata? But the Gemara answers, Mik tanu elu ve'elu moidim, elu ve'elu alu loiktani. The Brisa said two things. The Brisa said, elu ve'elu moidim sheyach zaviten lamata, and then it said, elu ve'elu aluloi. The elu ve'elu moidim sheyach zaviten lamata is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. That's true. Even though they have a machloikis, can I go lechatchila and put the dam lamayla? But once I put the dam lamayla, they both agreed that I can lechatchila go ahead and put the dam lamata. That's elu ve'elu as in elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim. Bisham b'sol, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, which by the way is Bisham b'sol. The elu ve'elu aluloi, Tani, is not elu ve'elu Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. That elu ve'elu is the oila and the chatas. But it could be it's only true according to the Chachamim. It's not true according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it won't be elu ve'elu. According to Chachamim, it will. What's the beer? So it's a very important Rashi. It's Pashit, but it's a very important Rashi. Because this whole shaila of yesh bila ein bila was only a shaila in Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Ashi learned up in Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Ashi learned up in Rabbi Eliezer in Parah Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph that he holds ein bila. But what did the Chachamim hold in that Mishnah? That was the first part of the recap of yesterday's daf. Yesh bila, hazot zri chashir, and then hazot yis mitzarfis. The Chachamim for sure hold yesh bila. I mean that the Chachamim for sure held yesh bila. So according to the Chachamim, there's no question in the world. When you do azala maila, you got a little bit of chatas, and then when you do azala mata, you got a little bit of oila. So elu ve'elu, aluloi, according to the Chachamim, is pashit. The Maksha thought that elu ve'elu aluloi is saya libid the Chachamim, saya libid Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, no, it didn't say that. Right? Mik tanu elu ve'elu moidim that aluloi? Elu ve'elu aluloi tani. It's only elu ve'elu aluloi according to the Chachamim. It's not elu ve'elu Aluloi, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and like the Gemara speaks out, Mefurish, Sefer Asan L'Rabbanon, the Amri who hold, Yesh Bila, Zok the Gemara Vaita, Toshma, another Toshma. Now this Toshma is already going to the Mishnah. So the first three Toshmas were from this Braisa, which mirrors the Mishnah. This Toshma is from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah said, what would be if you had a carbon who has a din to do Matana Achas that was Nisarev with a carbon that has a din to do a Matana Achas? So for example, Dam Bchar was Nisarev with Dam Meiser. So what's the halacha? Very straightforward. You nostu be Matana Achas, just do one Matana. Now, I'm refit the Gemara in Bilo, Amai, you nostu be Matana Achas. Why does one Matana work? Dilma mihai kayov, mihai loy kayov. Maybe you're doing for one, you're not doing for the other. What's the Gemara's kasha? A posh the kasha. Dam Meiser was Nisarev with Dam Bchar. They each have one matana, they're each lamata michot hasikra, they have the same type of hazah, right? It's shvicha, it's not even zrika, it's all identical. Oh, gavaldik, so just you know matana achas. What do you mean? Matana achas? Matana achas means I'll be yoytza one, I won't be yoytza the other. Now, if you hold yesh bila, then it's gavaldik, because every hazah that you're going to do is going to have a little bit of Meissner, a little bit of Bechar. So like this, you're going to get both. But if you hold Ein Bila and I just do one Matana, why am I not concerned? Why am I not concerned that maybe I got only the Meissner, I got only the Bechar? So again, if Rabbi Eliezer Shita is the Yesh Bila, then I understand why Rabbi Eliezer says, Yinosnu b'matana achas. If, however, Ein Bila, then Dilma mehai kayom, mehai loy kayom. So the Gemara says, K'gon chen nisarbo achas b'achas. It's talking about where there's an equal amount. There's one part, one shir hazah of Maisa, one shir hazah of Bechar, and Rashi adds to that, and you did two hazahs. Oh, if you did two hazahs, that's why it's going to be okay. But Anachinami, if you hold Ein Bila, you can't satisfy your obligation with one hazah, you would have to do two hazahs. Matanabi, the Mishnah said, what would be if you had two karbanos instead of both Matanabi, such as an oil and a shlom, and they were Nisarev? So what's the halacha? So the halacha is, go ahead and do Matanabi. Why are you doing Matanabi? Mechdes, it's okay. So get Bishlam, if you hold Yesh Bila, so you for sure got a little bit of oil, you for sure got a little bit of shlom. But if you hold Ein Bila, then maybe I did, I don't know, two oilers and two shlomims. So, I got nothing over here. Mech teisn, this is going to be okay. And for the Gemara, hachanamish in this arba, arba, arba. There's four parts oiler, there's four parts shlomim, and you did all eight. And that's how this is going to be okay. Another kasha. Matan arba, bimatan achas. The Mishnah said, what would be if a matan dala was a sar with a matan achas? So, for example, an oiler was a sar with a bukhar. So, what's the halacha there? So, there we had a big time machloikis. Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said, you do matan arba. Rabbi Yeshua said, you do matan achas. Baltoisef, Baltigra, right? That was the whole latter part of the Mishnah. But the point is that the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what do? You do Matan Dalet. What's the kasha? If you hold Yesh Bila, so then it's very good. Why is it very good? Because you're going to do four Matanos. Each one of the four Matanos is going to have a little bit of oil in it. You'll be yoytza the oil. What was the problem? What did Rabbi Shua not like about it? You're also going to have a little bit of Bechayr in each one of these hazais. It's true. It's true. But at the same time, Rabbi Eliezer says, this is not a problem with Baltoisef, right? Baltoisef is only Kishal Atzmai. This is not Kishal Atzmai. And if we do it your way, it'll be Baltigra. That's the shock of attire in the end of the Mishnah. But the bottom line is, I understand how we're satisfying everything. The problem is, if you hold Ein Bila, then doing Matan Dalid, L'chayra, is not even getting you what you need. Why not? Because maybe you're going to do three matanas of oila, one matan of bechar. So how are you yoytze your oila? Right? You don't even know what you end up getting over here. If you hold Ein Bila, I don't understand the shnit of Rabbi Yitzchak. Something more. The chitema, you'll tell me. Hachanami, maybe here too. Nisarvu arba ba'achas. Maybe the case is talking about, what does it mean here too? In the case of Matan Aleph and Matan Aleph, we said it was Nisarev achas ba'achas. Matan Dal ba Matan Dalet, it was Nisarev arba ba'arba. The case of Matan Dal and Matan Aleph will be a case where it was Nisarev arba ba'achas. So you have five parts, four of them are Oila, one of them is Bechar. You're going to put all five, right? You're going to put all five, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer means. Just like Matan Aleph means put the two, and matan dal means put the eight. Matan dal, but matan achas means go ahead and put the five. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying go ahead and put the five. What does Rabbi Shua hold, by the way? So Rashi speaks out, Rabbi Shua holds Yesh Bila. Again, this is the only Tana we know that holds Ein Bila is Rabbi Eliezer. I'll leave it to Ravashi. But Rabbi Shua is going to be the Shittas Chacham Sachtas Parah. They're going to hold Yesh Bila. And being that Rabbi Shua holds Yesh Bila, so Rabbi Shua is going to hold, just do one hazah. One matana in and of itself is going to be enough, right? He doesn't want you to do more because he doesn't want you to be over Baal Tosef, but in that one, at the very least, you'll get the matan aleph for the Bechar and you'll get one for the oil as well. But Al Kopanim, we all understand what the machlokes is. It's going to be like a huge machlokes. Ein bila, you have to do five. Yesh bila. But Al Kopanim, the Gemara says, okay, maybe make that oikimta. Again, it feels a little dachuk, but at the end of the day, maybe make that. But the Gemara says it can't be, because you know why? You see it from Rabbi Yeshua's taina to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua talking in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua told my Rabbi Yehuda about Toysev. There's no Baal Toysev over here. Bishloima. If Yesh Bila. So it comes out when you do the four matanis, you're doing four matanis of Ayla, you're also doing four matanis of Bechar. Four matanis of Bechar is a Baal Toysev. Zokt Rabbi Eliezer, but according to you, it's Baal Tigra, right? That's what's going on here. But if you're going to tell me Ein Bila, so Ein Bila means that the Dam never was Nesarev, and the Kimta is, it's four parts, Ayla, one part, Bechar. So when I put all five on the Mizbeach, I did everything I had to do. I got the four parts Ayla. I got the one part Bechar. There was never Baal Toysef. So what's Rabbi Yeshua telling Rabbi Eliezer? Baal Toysef. Baal Toysef Mehecha. There is no Baal Toysef. And if Rabbi Eliezer is masking to the Taina, he just says, you're telling me Baal Toysef, I'll tell you Baal Tigra, right? Okay. There is no Baal Toysef. There is no Baal Tigra. And because of this Kasha, Zokti Gemara Elamah, Rava says, you have to make an Akemta. We were able to make the three parts of the Braisa, and even the first two parts of the Mishnah work in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, despite the fact that it felt dachuk. We're wiggling out of a lot of jams. But we were able to make everything work. But we stubbed our toe on the sixth Shiloh. Because really over here, it's impossible to understand why there would be a Baal Toysef where it was Nesarif, Matan Dal, Matan Aleph, unless you hold Yesh Bila. If you hold Yesh Bila, I understand where the Baal Toysef is. The Baal Toysef is that even if there's one part Bechar, if I do four Hazois with this Taruvis, Yesh Bila, it ends up being four Hazois. But if you hold Ein Bila, it's only one. And you see clearly there's a Baal Toysef problem over here. So because of this, Rava said, you have to change our understanding of the cases of the Braisa and the cases of the Mishnah. And when we do that, we're going to accomplish one thing, in that we'll be able to be miyashiv the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, even alibi the Rav Ashi holds Ein Bila. But even another thing, says Rashi, there's a long Rashi here, and this is where Rashi is fleshing out in his Arichos L'shoinoi. And that is, we'll also accomplish, we won't have to make all these dchukim that we made up until this point to try to reconcile how you can make this Shitas Rabbi Eliezer work with the idea of Ein Bila. And that is, what is this one Oikimta? The Baluloi Pligi. In the event that the actual Dams win a Sarev, meaning the Dam Chatas and the Dam Oila are literally sitting in the same cup right now, the Chulu, the Chulu, the Chulu, in that case, there's no Machlokes at all. That's never what they were talking about. And if that's the case, really the whole Sugi Rabbi Eliezer has nothing to do with Yesh Bila Ein Bila. That's a sugi where there's a taruvas lach balach, where you take one cup and another cup and you mix them into the same third cup. So in a situation like that, you have a sugi Yesh Bila Ein Bila. But that was never even the case over here. Ki pligi, you know what's going on over here? Bikoisois. What's going on over here is there are two cups. They were never mixed. The taruvas is yovish be yovish, not lach balach. I just don't know what's what. Is this the chatas and this the oilo, or is this the oilo and this the chatas? Is this the bechar and this the meiser? Is this the meiser and this the bechar? Right? Is this the oilo and this the shlom? Is this the shlom? And this the, is this the Oyla and this the Bechar? Right, went through all the cases. Right, that's what's going on over here, says the Gemara. Okay, and if that is the Shaila, that is all the machlikis in between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon, what are they arguing about? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what they're arguing about. The Rabbi Eliezer is Lay Royin. Rabbi Eliezer holds of Royin. Rabbi Eliezer held of Royin in the beginning of the parak already. Rabbi Eliezer held of Royin when it was Nesar of the Ivarim of a Chattas and the Ivarim of an Oyla. Rabbi Eliezer held of Royin when there's a Taruvis between the Ivarim of a Oyla Tmima versus Oyla Bala. He holds of Ryan over here too. There's a musik where I could put something in the wrong part of the Mizbeach. I could do the wrong thing, so to speak, as long as I have in mind that I'm not doing L'shem Rech Techaich. As long as I have in mind, I'm doing L'shem Eitzim. I have in mind, I'm doing L'shem Ryan. The Rabbanon less no Ryan, but according to the Rabbanon, there's no Ryan. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, could be all these machlokeses are not even talking about where it was bald. Machlokeses are talking about where the Kaisis win a Sarif, and really it's not a Shaila Bechlal of Bilei. That's not the Sugya. The Sugya is Pashit. If I have, I just pick one case. If I have a Kais of Chatas, Kais of, I don't remember which is what. Says Rabbi Eliezer, put them both on the Mizbeach. The Chatas will be a Chatas, and the Oila will be Mayim. And then put them both on Mata of the Mizbeach. And the Oila will be an Oila, and the Chatas will either be Mayim, or in the case of Chatas, I have good news for you. You have Shvich Shraim anyways. Since anyways, it's going to be fine. But the bottom line is, that is the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Sheet of the Chacham is no such thing as Ryan. Right, in the case of Matan Aleph and Matan Aleph, but that's easy. You take from this case and you do a Sreika, you do from that case, you do a Sreika. That's mamish easy. Matan Dal and Matan Dal, you do four from this, you do four from that. What about when it's Matan Dal and Matan Aleph? Oh, that's already a little tricky. Rabbi Eliezer says do four of both. He says Rabbi Yeshua, Bal Toysef. Okay, what would you prefer? One of each. What do you mean? Says Rabbi Eliezer, Bal Tikkun. Advaramatikin, that's the second part of the Mishnah, but either way, that's what's going on in all the cases. It's a shaila of a taruvus kois bekois, never a taruvus of lach belach, and as a result, this has nothing to do with the Tanan Asam of the Mishnah and Mesach, the Sparer of Ashur. I don't know what you're talking about. That whole sugya of Rabbi Lezen the Chachamim in Mesach des Vachim hot nish kein shum sheiches with the sugya Mesach des part. That is the answer. But the Gemara has one problem. But Tanya, we don't have a brayz. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi nechlku Rabbi Lezen the Chachamim." So Rabbi Yehuda said that even though we have a machloikis Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnayis, but you should know the machloikis was never al dam chatos and nesarav dam oil sheyikrif. Everybody holds that if dam chatos and dam oil is nesarav, the halach is you should go ahead. And it should be makrifit. Now, one thing is clear, masnis and dolaika itan, right? Our Mishnah is not like this Rav Yehuda. Because in our Mishnah, it's very mefurish that there's machloikis, Rav Eliezer, and the Chachamim, where Dam Chattas was nesarif with Dam Oilu, what you're supposed to do. According to Rav Eliezer, Yikrav, according to the Chachamim, not Yikrav. Rav Yehuda in the Brayson says, Loi nechleku Rav Eliezer, v'chachamim, al Dam Chattas, and nesarif, v'dam Oilu, sheyikrav. But Rav Eliezer, there's also no machloikis, lo Yikrav. If you have a dam of a kosher carbon and dam of a Rav Eliezer, no one's going to allow you to go in and be makrivit. You can't take dam of a Rav Eliezer and have a mile shemayim. It's not happening. Al man nechleku, what was the machloikis? Al dam temima, shenisarif, b'dam balasmo. The machloikis was where you had dam of a temima, carbon that was a tamim, and it was nesarif with dam of a carbon that's a balmo. Rabbi Eliezer says yikarev, you should be makrivit, and this is the punchline. Bein bebalo, bein bekoisis. It doesn't matter if the taruvus was lach balach or if the taruvus was yavish v'yavish. The chachamim say lo yikrav, that you shouldn't go ahead and be makrivit. But what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Yehuda has a different version, a different understanding of the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. And by the way, just to state the obvious, if you're holding cheshbon throughout the sugya, this Rabbi Yehuda's caveat in this Mishnah here on Ayin Tesam base is the identical caveat that you had in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. Over there, we were discussing the Evarim of a Chattis that were Nazar with the Evarim of an Oilo. The way we have it in the Mishnah, it's a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that both Moida Sheyakriv, the Shaila was in a case of a Baal Smok. And that was the Masis and the Loika Haitana. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. Here, there Rabbi Yehuda was saying it regarding the Emurim, and here Rabbi Yehuda is saying it with regards to the Dam. But we just need one prat over here, and that is Rabbi Yehuda said Mefurish that the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is Bein Bebalo, Bein Bekoises. Now, what's the Gemara's assumption? If Rabbi Yehuda holds the Machloikis is Bein Bebalo, Bein Bekoises, then probably the Rabbanon, meaning the Stam Mishnah, the Nusach that we have, the one that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi preferred when he was Mesada the Mishnah, probably also held that the Machloikis is Bein Bekoises, Bein Bebalo. If that's the case, the Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer Masni Bein Bebalu Bein Bekaisis. It's true, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is true Bebalu Bekaisis of Rabbanim, but according to Rabbanim Bekaisis Pligin, they're going to hold it's only Bekaisis. So you're right. And the Chinami, in Rabbi Yehuda, you see that he held in Sheetas Rabbi Eliezer that the Machloikis is Bein Bebalu Bein Bekaisis, which would imply that Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Pila, not like Rav Ashi's understanding in Rabbi Yehuda, in Rabbi Eliezer, in the Mishnah Mesechtes Parah. But we're going Alibi the Rabban, Alibi the Rabban. It's not Muchach. That means if you look in the Achroinim say that if you understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda a little bit better, then it could be that the Kasha won't be a Kasha even in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning the Poshit. Wait, to walk away from this Gemara, this is the way we're going to walk away from this Gemara right now, is that we're coming out Enochinami. Meaning Enochinami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there'd be a kasha on Rav Ashi from Shitas Rav Eliezer, but according to the Rabban or not. So, Mechates, Rav Ashi is Meshubat to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Masis Ploy Kaitana, right? He's a Das Yochid that clearly was not the Iker opinion amongst the Tanam. In the Rabban, there's no Hechrich to say that. And therefore, you can go with what Rava said, Olam HaRava, Bebalu Loi Pligi. Right? And the Machlekes was Dafka Be Koisis, but there is a Mahalach Klor, not that way. In a way, Ayin Shom. Zok to Gemara. Omer Abai. Abai said, Loi Shonu, Elo, Tchilas Chatos Va'oila. So what does Loishanu mean? Zok Rashi. Hach plukta, the chattas va'oila, the masnisin de'le'il. The machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, and I test them a base, the very, very first machlokes, where Dam Chatas was nisar with Dam Oila, where Rabbi Eliezer says that you can go and do a Hazal Lamaila, and then afterwards you can do a Hazal Lamata. The Chacham said, no way, you can't do that. What was the Sheet of the Chachamim? The Sheet of the Chachamim says, Yishafik La'am. In the event that you did it already, Elu Ve'elu Moedim, Elu Ve'elu Aluloi, that was already in a Braisa. But the Iker Mishnah had a machloikis that if there's a taruv between a chatas and an oila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's an eitz, because Rabbi Eliezer always allows you to have a mind l'shum mayim, whereas according to the Chachamim, there's not going to be an eitz. So Amr Abaya, Abaya said Gishmak, this whole machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only true tchilas chatas v'oila. If you had a tchilas chatas and an oila, meaning where the taruvus was, the tchilas chatos, dam from which you have to do the ikur hazoyis of a chatos, and tchilas oila, dam from which you have to do the ikur hazoyis of an oila. But what would be, avol soif chatos v'oila? Let's say you would have dam of soif chatos. You already did the four hazoyis, and now all I need to do is the shvicha shirayim. And that was nisar with dam oila. Divrei akol, everybody holds that you can go ahead and do what you need to do. And the reason is because makam oila, makam shirayim, because the place that you pour the carbon oil is the same place as you pour the shirayim. If you have a soif chatos and a tchilas oila, so all the dam is going to the same place. The tchilas oila is going on the mizbech lamata michut hasikra, and the soif chatos, which is shvicha shirayim, is also going on the mizbech lamata michut hasikra. So there's no reason for them to argue. The argument is when it's tchilas chatos and tchilas oila. When the tchilas chatos goes lamayla michut hasikra, the tchilas oila goes lamata michut hasikra, well, now I have a problem. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, l'shum mayim, chum don't have that eitzah. But if it's going to be soif chatos and tchilas oila, divrei akol, everybody holds, being that all of these mayims are going to the same place, right? All the dam is going to the same. So for that reason, it's going to be okay, says the Gemara. So who said this? Abaya said this. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef told Abaya. This is mamish, like, ipcha mestabra from the way it usually works. Usually Rav Yosef would say it, and Amalei Abaya. Over here, Abaya said it, and Rav Yosef told Abaya. Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda. I'll tell you what Rav Yehuda said. Shirayim tzrichim itztaba. It's not true what you're saying. Because Shirayim goes on the wall of the Mizbeach, Lamata Michut HaSikra? Come on, we know this by now. Where does the Shirayim go? It goes on the Yisoid. Yeah, it's the lower part of the Mizbeach. You want to know relative to the Chut HaSikra, it's Lamata, but it requires the Itztaba. It needs that platform on the bottom. It has to go on the Yisoid, so they're not going on the same place. They're not going the same place. You're going to have the same machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. The Gemara says, V'chein Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, lo yishonu ela tchilas chatas v'oila. The whole machloikis in the Mishnah is tchilas chatas v'oila. Aval soif chatas v'oila. But as related to soif chatas v'oila, divrei akol makom ela makom shirayim, it's the same place. So Reish Lakish said what Abaya said, Amar Rabbi Yochin avitem, Rabbi Lozer adayin him machloikis. It's also a little bit fakir, right? It's Abaya first and Rabbi Yosef second. Here it's Reish Lakish first and Rabbi Yochin second. But the bottom line is, we have a major machloikis amayroim, whether you would have the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where the taruvis was not the tchilas chatos and the tchilas oila, but it was the soif chatos and tchilas oila. And what is the nekudas aplukta? Very important we get this, because this is going to be the bria chatichoin. This is going to be the idea that is going to underpin the balance of the daf. What they're arguing about is, do we view the makam of the oila and the makam of shvicha shirayim as being in the same place? They both go lemata michot hasikra. So we know the mizbech is divided into lemayla michot hasikra and lemata michot hasikra. That's clear that they both go lemata michot hasikra. But traditionally, the thought is that carbon, the oila that goes lamata michot hasikra, goes on the wall of the mizbeach, as opposed to the shirayim goes on the itztaba. Seems like it's a shayl over here, where it could be, lechatchila, you can put the shirayim on the kir of the mizbeach lamata michot hasikra, and if that's the case, it would have a nafkemina in the sugyas of taruvas, where there was a taruvas between tchilas oila and soif chatos, to the extent you can lechatchila put the soif chatos on the kir of the mizbeach, then even alibet hachamim, there would be an eitzna to go ahead and just put everything over there. So on this theme, again, the second part of Sukkah, the first part of Sukkah was Yesh Bila Ein Bila. We can breathe on that, although it's going to make another cameo on Amud Beis. But for now, we can breathe on that. This Shaila is a much simpler Shaila, and that is Shvicha Shirayim Lamata Bichot HaSikra on the Kirim Zbeach. Is that a Makom? Is that not a Makom? So the Gemara says, Masach Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda asked the Kasha, it says in the Torah, Kodesh Heim. Now this pasuk of Kodesh Heim is in the parasha of the Bechor. Ach, Bechor Shor, Oy Bechor Kesef, Oy Bechor Eis. Those are the three types of animals that you're allowed to put on the Mizbech. Lo Yisifteh, Kodeshem. So it says regarding the Bechar, Kodeshem, they are Kodesh. Which part of them? Es Domam, Tizrek, Almam, Es Beach, Es Chelbam, Tak, the Ishul Erech, the Chayek Lashem. So the Gemara says, we learn from here, from the word Kodeshem, Shim Nesar, Bedam Kach Machem, Yirkevu. I mean, obviously that Kodesh, right? If the Torah says that Es Domam, Tizrek, Almam, Es Beach, Es Chelbam, Tak, the Ishul Erech, the Chayek Lashem. So Kodeshem is coming to be Marba something. It's coming to be Marba that they're going to maintain their status of Kedusha, even if it's in a Taruvas. Shem Nesar, Bedam Kach, meaning when we say that the Bechar was Nesarev with something, that Lach is, it maintains its Kedusha to the extent that Yikrivu, you could still go ahead and be Makrivet. What kind of Taruvus was it? Probably where the Dam of the Bechar, that's what we're talking about, was Nesarev with a Soif Oila. It was Nesarev with the Shirayim of an Oila. The Shema Minoah, you see from here, Makam Oila, Makam Shirayim, that the Makam of the Oila and the Makam Shirayim must be the same place. Now, why does the Gemara think that that's the case? There's no remez over here to Soif Oila. So you'll see from the next words of the Gemara. It's because if it's talking about where the Dam of the Bechar was Nesarev with just the regular Dam of an Oila, then what's the Chiddush you could do as Rika? The Dam of the Oila, the Dam of the Bechar, they both go to the same place. There has to be like some chiddush over here. If it's a taruvus with something that you're putting anyway is in the same place that you put the Bechar, then it's poshet as damam tizrek, right? So there's got to be a chiddush. So the Gemara assumes maybe that's what the chiddush is. The chiddush is where it was nesarev with soif dam of an oila, and kamash malon, you can do this rika. The reason you can do this rika is because the two things are going to the same place. Well, same place. The Bechar is going on the kir of the Mizbech, Lamata Michot HaSikra, as opposed to the Saif Oil is going on the Yisai. Oh, must be Shema Minu Makam Oil, Makam Shirayim. Must be know that the Shirayim also goes on the kir of the Mizbech. The Gemara says, Loi, Tchila Saif Bechar. You want to know what Kodesh Hashem is coming to be Marba if the Dam of the Bechar was Nesarev with the Dam of an Oila. That Allah is, you can go ahead and you can do as Rika. Ah, you might come Ashman, so what's the Chiddush? Of course you could do it, right? Why is this even a Chiddush? I need the Torah to tell me Kodesh Hashem. There has to be some halacha that's coming from this verse. I'll tell you what the halacha is. The Ein Oilim Mevatlin says, the Chiddush is, what would be if you had more Oila than Bechar, or more Bechar than Oila? You would have thought that there's a Bittel. So if there's a Bittel, maybe I view it only as an Oila and only as a Bechar. Kamash Malan Ein Oilim Mevatlin says, and that's the point. Kodesh Hashem in a taruvos as damam tizrek, and I don't care what the ratio is, there's automatically going to be the dam bechar over here, even if it's a mu'at, right? There's automatically going to be the dam bechar over here because ein oyla mevatn zazeh. This is a din that in the world of taruvos, two things that go on the mizbech that come together in a taruvos, they don't have the ability to be mevatl zazeh. But the Gemara says that I know this halach of ein oyla mevatlin zezeh, but hi mivalokach midam apar umidam asar nafka. I know it from somewhere else. It says regarding the avoda on Yom Kippur. So we know that the Kohen Gadol was doing avodas with the dam of the par, right? His par that he brought, and also the dam asar. There were shnei seirim. One went lashem, the other one went lazazel. At some point, the Kohen takes from the dam apar and the dam asar, and he mixes them together. And when he takes that mixture, he does more hazois. Now the Torah says, take the dam apar and the dam asar that are mixed together and do hazois. Chazal darshan, that from the fact that even after the dam apar and the dam asar are already mixed, we still refer to it as dam apar, dam asar, must be oilam and not mevatlan zezeh. Because if oilam and mevatlan zezeh, then we wouldn't view this taruvus as dam apar and dam asar, rather we would view it as only dam apar. Because there's a lot more dam hapar than there is dam asar. So really, you would view it only as dam hapar. You wouldn't view it as dam asar. From the fact that we refer to it as dam hapar, dam asar, must be that oilim are in mevatlan zezeh. By the way, this is the makar teshitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds mim b'mina le'batal. Rabbi Yehuda holds mim b'mina le'batal. How does he know that? He knows it from alakach midam hapar, midam asar. Rabbi Yehuda learned mim b'mina le'batal from here. Chazal, the chachamim that were chaylik in Rabbi Yehuda, they learned from here that ain oilim mevatlan zezeh. But the bottom line is, fake the Gemara, how could you tell me, ein oilam avatn zezeh, I know from Kodesh Heim, ein oilam avatn zezeh, I know from Belachim Kedam Apar Medam Asar. So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, it's a machlokes Tanoim, what the Makar is, ikat the nafka le'meyacha, ikat the nafka le'meyacha. Meaning, the Braisa of Kodesh Heim could be is coming to teach me ein avatn zezeh, not that the Mokum of the Oila and the Mokum of the Shirayim is the same place. Isn't there a Tana that learns it from somewhere else? So what? There is a Tana that learns it from somewhere else. This Tana learns it from somewhere else. This Tana learns it from here. Sokti Gemara, Ve'ikka. I'm sorry, Masiv Rava. Rava asked another Kasha. Again, what are we handling here? We're handling here whether the Mokum of the Oila and the Mokum of the Shvicha Shirayim were in the same place. They're both Lamata Bichot HaSikra, but are they literally going in the same place? Or no? completely different places. One's on the Kirim Mizbech, and the other one is on the Yisai. So Rav asked the Kasha, it says in the Torah, the Ekrivu B'nei Aharon, Es Hadam, the Zarku Es Hadam. Now this pasuk is a more basic pasuk in the parasha of the Karbonis. In fact, it's Vayikra Perik Aleph Pasuk Hei. It's the fifth pasuk in Torah's Kehanim. The Torah says, V'shachat es ben abakul lefnei Hashem. Okay. So the Gemara says, it says two times the word dam in this pasuk. And the way Rashi explains, the catch is that both mentions of the word dam are extra. It didn't have to say it twice, it didn't have to say it even once. The reason is, let's just read the pasuk. V'shachat es ben abakul lefnei Hashem. Okay, you did the shechita. V'ekrivu b'nei Aharon ha-keihanim. What? Obviously the dam. V'zorku es. What are they being zorik? Obviously the dam. Alam is be'ach soviv asher pesach ha-yamay. Right afterwards, we'll talk about the emurim. This is for sure referring to the dam. So there's no reason Torah should have to say it once. There's certainly no reason that the Torah should have to say it twice. So the question is, why did Torah mention it? Now, Rashi brings a proper Girsa of the Hemshech of the Braisa. So I'm going to read it from Rashi. So Matam Adloimer Dam Dam, picking up from Rashi. It starts on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, or if you have that Gois Vitzioinim, they bring it in bold letters on the left side of the Gemara. How do you know that if there was a taruvis between dam oila and dam oila, or dam oila b'dam tmura, or you had dam of an oila that was a sarav with dam of a tmura soila, or dam oila b'dam chulin, or dam oila was a sarav b'dam chulim yikrivu? How do you know that halacha is that even if there's a taruvis, it could be makriv the dam on the mizbeach? It says dam dam. Now the price continues. You would think eliela elu yikrivu shavim this arvu mechayim yikrivu. Maybe the only time you can go ahead and be makriv it is dam. If it's such a taruvus, because these types of taruvusin, if you remember from the very, very beginning of the parak, even if the animals were alive, if they were nasar, it would be okay. An oila that's alive, that's a sar with an oila that's alive, be makrib. An oila that's alive, that was a sar with tmurus, that would be makrib. If it was chulin, right, be makrib, shouldn't be makrib. So these are cases where even if there was a taruvus michayim, so maybe where if it's something that it's nasar with michayim, you could go ahead and be makrib. Snow to if the dam's on nasar, you could be makrib. I mean, how do I know that I feel nasar with Asham, that if a dam of an oil was sar with dam Asham, I could go ahead and be makrivet. Because dear mechayim, if there was a taruvus, you wouldn't be able to be makrivet. Ovi'ani, eshen es arvu ba'asham, says the Braisa, you could. The reason is, she'elu ve'elu kachik adashim. Because at the end of the day, they're both kachik adashim. I mean, they're both kachik adashim, you could be makrivet. Minayin afil nesar betoyd v'shlamim. How do I know if it was nesar with toyd v'shlamim? Toyd v'shlamim is, if it's nesar mechayim, you can't be makrivet, and it's not kodesh kadashim. Ovi'ani, eshen es arvu toyd v'shlamim. She'elu ve'elu matan dalet. At the end of the day, they're all matan dalet, and therefore you can go ahead, just do a matan dalet. The matan dalet, you can go ahead and do it. Minayin afilu nesar bebchor ubemaiser ubepesach. How do I know if there was a taruvus of dam oila with dam bechor or dam maisa or dam pesach dam aloima? That's the end of the braisa. Dam dam. It says dam twice to teach me that. So the way Rashi explains the braisa, this is the girsa. Now comes the explanation part. The way Rashi explains it is that from the first mention of dam, I know everything until the last case. I know that if it was nesarev with another dam oila, dam tmura, dam chulin, dam asham, dam shlomim, dam toida, all those cases I would know from one mention of dam. It's extra, and it's marbe, anything that's similar. The second dam I need for things that have no shaykhs. Where if it was nesar of mechayim, I wouldn't be able to be makrivit. It's not kachi kadoshim. It's not matan dalid. How do I know that? So that I know already from the second mention of dam. But what's the bottom line? I have over here a situation where there's a taruvis of dams, right? Abdam oilo that was nesarev with some of these other things. And the Torah is telling me, based on the two mentions of the word dam in the Torah, you can go ahead and you can now put it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, as it relates to the last case, where the dam oilo was nesarev with what? With dam b'char, or maiser pesach. Let's pick on b'char. The dam oilo was nesarev with the dam b'char. So from the second mention of the word dam I learned, that I can go ahead now and I could do a hazah. Now, my love isn't the case where it was so oif oilu b'char. What was the taruvus? The dam oilu Was it Tchila Soyla or Soyfoyla? So the Gemara assumes now it was probably Soyfoyla. Now, if you see that you could take a Soyfoyla and Bechor that was inside of and put it on the Mizbech, must be they're going to the same place. Vishmami no, Makam Oyla, Makam Shira, and the Gemara says, Loy, Tchila Soyla Bechor. It's really Tchila Soyla Bechor. Umay Kamashmala. And this Umay Kamashmala, like we saw in the previous Gemara, is the reason the Gemara Tchila didn't want to say it's talking about Tchila Soyla. Even though Tchila Soyla seems more reasonable, but Umay Kamashmala. Then what would be the chiddush? I need a pasuk dam dam. There must be some halacha that's coming out of dam dam. The Gemara, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. The ein oyla mevatlin zezeh. It's talking about not chilas oyla and chilas bechar. Because for that, I don't need a dam dam. That's poshut, I can go ahead and put them as bech. They're both going on the same place. It's a taruvah, it's a big deal. Just go ahead and do his rika, and everything is going to be okay. And by the way, just to be clear, as long as you're not handling in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi speaks this out, then we assume this is the Chachamim. There's no reason to assume this Bryce is Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim hold Yesh Bila. The only Tzad Ein Bila in the world is Rav Ashi Alibi the Rabbi Eliezer. But if you're going to leave the Chachamim Yesh Bila, so you do one Azah, you get everything. So you have nothing to worry about. So I don't need a Pasik for that. That's why the Gemara assumed that the Chiddush must be not that I can actually do the Azah. Right? Get this clear. If you need a Pasik in the Torah to tell me, you can put it on the Mizbeach, what's the chiddush? If you hold Yesh Bila and they're both going to the same part of Mizbeach, so what's the big deal? Because they're Nesarif together? Who cares? There has to be some chiddush lahalacha. So Bishloima, if the case is Soif Oyla and Bechar, oh, it's a chiddush. Chiddush, they go in the same place. That's a chiddush in the Mokim of Shvicha Shirayim. But if you're telling me that it's Tchila Soyla and Bechar, so what exactly is the chiddush? Teretz is. You want to know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is, says the Gemara, the Ein Oyla Mevatlin says, that's the chiddush. That even if there's one of more than the other, afilo hachid, there's no betel. And being the Yesh Bila, so when you put on the Mizbech, you can end up being Yoytze both. But the Gemara says, Ein Oyla Mevatlin says, I learned from Dom Dom, mi velokach midam apar, midam asar nafker. I thought I know from velokach midam apar, midam asar. Even though there's much more dam apar than there is dam asar, afilo hachid, we learn Ein Oyla Mevatlin says, so the Gemara tanohi, ikut nafkele mehacha, there were some that learned it from here and there were others that learned it from there. So let's come off a breath for 1 second and segue into the next part of the daf. That is, that what emerges is that as it relates to Ein Oylem Mevatlin Zezeh, which came in Bederech Agav to this discussion, has three possible makaris. It has a makar in the Parsha Bechar. Ach bechor shor bechor kesef oy bechor eiz loy sif the koydish heim as damam tiz, right? That is either coming to tell me that the makom of the shirayim is the same as the makom of the oyla. It's al kiram is beach lamata mechot asikra, or it's coming to teach me aim of oyla mevatan zeze. I have a lokach midam apam midam asar, which is a makar according to some tanon that ain oyla mevatan zeze, because if oyla mevatan zeze would not be dam asar, you would only view it as being dam apar. And then I have the fact that it says by the carbon oil, the fifth pasuk in parashas is Vayikra, v'ikrivu b'nei Aharon es hadam, v'zarku es hadam, the rabbi is if there's a taruvah between dam oil and dam bechar, which again, it's either coming to tell me that the makom shirayim is the same as the makom tchilas oil, or it's coming to tell me ein oil mevatan zezeh. But I have three potential mekoyres to ein oil mevatan zezeh. Either koydeshem by bechar, or v'lochem edam pam edam asar from the avoy danyam kippur, or from the Zarku as Hadam that it says regarding the regular Oilas Behema. So the Gemara says now, Vahani Tanoi, and if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Loshin Boyahu. Rashi's telling you the niggin and how you're supposed to learn this Gemara. Vahani Tanoi, meaning, like, what's going on over here? Why do I have these three different possible shittas? Meaning, it sounds like I have two sets of Tanoim that don't want to learn it from Kodeshein, and then I have two sets that don't want to learn it from V'lokh Midam Apar Midam Asar, and then I have Tanam that don't want to learn it from V'zarku Es Hadam. So what's going on? It's like a boy. Like, what is wrong with each one of these three Makaris that they all have like a Roiv, a Rabim Kenegadem of Tanam that don't want to learn like them? So the Gemara says like this, Fani Tanam mi V'lokh Midam Apar Midam Asar lo Yalfi. Those Tanam didn't want to learn from Malach Medam Apar Medam Asar because Kesabi, they hold Ema Arvin Lekronis. Rashi says it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yonis, and a Masachtis Yuma, whether there was a point, in fact, where the Kohen Gadol would take the Dam Apar and the Dam Asar and actually mix it together. One Tana holds that even though it says Malach Medam Apar Medam Asar means individually, but they didn't actually make a Taruvis. So if there was no Taruvis, then this whole conversation is dead on arrival. Aber as it relates to Midam Dam Lo Yalif, because Dam Dam Lo Mashmul, I can understand why there were Tanam that didn't like the drasha of Dam Dam, because Mechatesi, that's even a drasha. Ela Mikoydesh Hem, the Gemara says, my time. But that's the one thing that off the bat the Gemara doesn't hear so much. I mean, this we need to roll our sleeves up for a little bit. Why you wouldn't learn from Adach Midam Pamadam Asar for that, see Yuma 57b. Why you wouldn't learn from Dam Dam? That doesn't even bother me. Why can you wouldn't learn from Kodesh Heim, L'chaira, that seems to be a good Makar. How come the other Tanam didn't want to learn that way? So the Gemara says, Kosar, because this is already taken. This is a drasha that we already used for something else. They hold that we learn from Kodesh Heim Kraven. They ain't Muras and Kraven. That Davka, a Bechar, can go on the Mizbech, but Tmuras, Bechar, can't go on the Mizbech. That's a Chiddush and Bechar, and that's learned that from Kodesh Heim. They have the Kedusha, but their Tmura doesn't go on the Mizbech. Says the Gemara V'idach, the Manda Amar that learns Kodesh Heim is coming to teach me that in other mountains, as I had his own Tmura's Bechar doesn't go on the Mizbech. Nafkleb, Mishar, Imsel Hashem, who? Who carved Tmurasi Kreva? That's also talking about the Parsha Bechar, and it says over there the word who, and who teaches me Dafke it, but not Tmurasi Kreva. Either way, returning back to this Shaila again. Which Shaila? The Shirayim of a carbon. Does it go al Kira Mizbech, or does it go Dafka on the Isnai? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from a Braisa. A Braisa that's going to sound familiar because we saw this Braisa at the very, very beginning of the faculty. This Braisa with the opening words of today's Daf. It was the third Toshma in the Sugi of Yesh Bila Embil. Nasan Lamayla Veloy Nimlach. What would be if there was a Taruvus of Dam Chatas and Dam Oila? And the Kohen went and he put the Dam Lamayla without asking any questions. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to put it. But according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to. That's where the Vloy Nimlach part comes in. So you didn't ask a Shaila. Now, what's the halacha? So it says, the Braisa, Eilu Veilu Moedin, Shiach Saviti Lamata. Even the Chachamim are going to hold that if you want to put a Lamata, you could. Meaning, L'chatchila, you weren't supposed to do this. But once you did it, at this point, it's going to be okay. And the reason is, because the Chattas, you were already Yotze when you went Lamala. Now, you have to put the Oilu Lamata, that's perfect. And the Shvich Shirayim Lamata, that's perfect as well. The Eilu Ve'elu Oilu Loi, and not just that, Eilu Ve'elu is going to be Oilu Loi, which already, that was the first part of the Gemara. Whole discussion, is that true only according to the Chachamim? Aliba de Rav Ashi, Aliba de Rav Eliezer, before the Elam Arava, it wouldn't be true Aliba de Rav Eliezer. But the bottom line is like this, says the Gemara, my love, L'chayr, the case is talking about the Arav Chattas V'Oila, right? Had we learned the case up until this point, that it was a taruvus between a regular Chattas and a regular Oila, right? It's a Tchilas Chattas and a Tchilas Oila. The Kivan de Yavle L'Maila, but L'chayr, once you go ahead and you did the Hazal L'Maila, at that point, Habalu Shirayim. The chatos chelik of the dam is going to be shirayim. Viktani elu ve'elu moedin shiach sav liten lamata. And the Braisa says meforish that everybody holds. Go ahead now and put the rest of the dam lamata. There's no issues. There's no shitas hachachom. You have to be worried about mayim. It's poshet. Why is it poshet? Why is it pashit? Bishloim, the oil part of the dam, I can pull them out. But what about the shvicha shirayim chattas part? Now, Rabbi Eliezer is going to tell you, have in mind mayim. That's, we're not focusing on Rabbi Eliezer. That's why we picked the one case in a braisa that says elu ve'elu. That says mefurish, the chachamim. The chachamim are going to tell you, you can put all the dam lamata. There's no taruvus anymore. What's the taruvus? Before you did a hazal lemailo, there was a taruvus of dam chattas and dam oilo. But once you did the hazal lemailo, there's no taruvus anymore. Because now what I have is dam oilo and I've dam shvich shirayim of chattas. They both go to the same place. Oh, Vishmami, no, Malkum Moila, Malkum Shirayim, the Smisim of Furish, it's the same place. Moira de Gakasha, right? L'chaira, why does the price say that after you do the one Hazal Maila, there's no Taruvis? Thus, Elub Elub Maidim, there is a, it's a different Taruvis. The initial Taruvis was the Tchilas Chatas Tchilas Oila. You went ahead, you didn't ask a Shaila, shame on you. You did a Hazal. Okay, now, however, you have a different Taruvis. Now, Bishloima, if the Shirayim of a Chatas and the Tchilas Oila go to the same place, the Gebo Goal Kiram is Bech, then it's very good. If, however, you're going to tell me that they don't go to the same place, I might have a Taruvis. I just switched one taruvus for another taruvus. But what's the elu ve'elu moedim? Oh, must be makam oilam, makam shirayim. So, the Gemara comes from Yitzchak by Yosef. When Yitzchak by Yosef came, Omar, he said, Amri the Marava. I'll tell you what they said regarding this kasha narrative. So, hachem mayaskinon, kigoyin, the Arav chattas hachitzayna b'shirayim. Different case. The case of Nasal amayla v'lein nimlach was not a case of dam oil and dam chata. So you got the wrong case. That wasn't the case. The case was when there was a taruvos between chatas chitzoina and shirayim of a chatas pnimi. Now, it doesn't say the word shirayim of a chatas pnimi in the Gemara, but if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says it means shirayim of a chatas pnimi, and it's going to be mukh that way from the Gemara in a second. But either way, hoch mayaskinu kagoin the arav chatas achitzoina b'shirayim. So now you have that taruvas. There's a chatas chitzoina that has to go to Milo, and the shirayim from a chatas pnimi, which means you already did the hazoyis on the mizbeach pnimi, and that now requires Shvich HaShirayim where? On the side of the Mizbech HaChitzen. All the Shirayim went on the Mizbech HaChitzen. Okay, this Taruvus now is a bona fide Taruvus. Koin Tachamim, you're not supposed to do anything. Koin Trouble the Ezer, it's okay. Put it Lamaila, have in mind that the Shirayim is L'Shomayim, it's going to be good. What happens if you did it? You went ahead and you did it. You weren't supposed to. But Nasan Lamaila V'loi Nimlach. So now, because what do I have now? Now what I have is Shirayim of Achatas Chitzoyna, and I have Shirayim of Achatas Pnimi. That goes on the same place. And that is Eilav Eilu. And you know where it goes? If you hold it, goes on the Kirim Mizbech, on the Kirim Mizbech. If you hold it, goes on the Yisoid, it goes on the Yisoid. But the bottom line is, these two things are going to end up going on the same place. That was what Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef said. Yeah, the wrong case. It wasn't an Oilan Achatas. Oilan Achatas, now after you do the Hazal Lamailo, what you're left with is something that goes on the Kira Mizbeach and something that goes on the Yisoid, if you hold that that's the Makom of Shirayim. The case is talking about where it was a Chatas and a Chatas. A Chatas Chitzoyin and a Shvichi Shirayim, where once you do the Hazal Lamailo, now everything has to go in the same place. Other on the Kira Mizbeach, other on the Yisoid. But the bottom line is, if you hold that Shirayim, has to go on the Yisoid, so it's going to all go on the Yisoid, and everything is going to be fine. But the Gemara said, Amalei Abayas, Abayu told Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the name of Mar, and again, we need help from Rashi here. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara, why do you have to say that the Taruvus was between Chatas Chitzoyin and the Shirayim of a Chatas Pnimi? Sounds like an extra step that's not necessary. Just say it's talking about where the Chatas Chitzoyna was inside with its own Shirayim. Oh, very good. Koin to Chachamim, don't do the Hazal Lamailo because you're putting Shirayim Lamailo. Koin to Rabbi Yezah, have a Mayim L'Shomayim. If it was that you can go ahead and do it because it's all going to end up in the same place anyways. Why this urge to make an Akimta that it's talking about where the Shirayim was a Chatas Chitzoyna? And the truth is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has one knech. There's a Machloikis Tanoim, whether the Shirayim of the Chatas Chitzoyna and the Shirayim of the Chatas Pnim even went in the same place. So really, in order for you to say that it's talking about where the Chatas Chitzoyna was inside with the Shirayim of the Chatas Pnim, you would have to get involved in a Machloikis Tanoim, which is not necessary. So Tain is the Gemara, just keep it with a Chatas. In fact, some have the Girsa, going the Arab Bishiyareha. It was inside with its own Shirayim. So for sure, all the Dam is going in the same place now. So that would, again, if you don't like the Kimta, you don't like the Kimta, but you like the Kimta. So if you like the Kimta, so why are you getting involved in Chatas Panimi, which forces you to get involved in Machlokes Tanam? It's an unnecessary hoop. Just keep it simple. With the Chatas, with Nisarim, with its own Shirayim. But the Gemara says, Doma Hakamash Malan, could be there's a special Chiddush, and that's Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef said it the way he said it, and that is that afilu l'mandama shirayim ma'akvin, even according to the mandama, that whole shirayim ma'akvin, abachasru e ma'akvin. But to the extent that it was chasru, it's not ma'akvin. This is a shiloh that comes up in the sugyas here in Zvachim. If you hold shirayim ma'akvin, does that mean every stitch of shirayim has to go on the yisoid? Or does it mean you have to do a ma'isa shvich shirayim? Meaning, what would be if you lost, who's chasru some of the dam, and it didn't end up going on the yisoid? Is that a chasar in shirayim ma'akvin or not? Shirayim ma'akvin means that after you do the azah, you count up all the dam that's there and every single ounce of it has to end up on the Yisoid. Or no, Shirayim Ma'akvin just means you have to do it, Ma'isa Shvichat Shirayim, but it doesn't necessarily mean that every last stitch has to go. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef made his Akimta, because Bederech Agav Urchi Mamish, he wanted you to know that Afilu L'man Dama Shirayim Ma'akvin, Chosru E Ma'akvin. Where do you see that? You see that over here, because what did the Kohen do? The Kohen first took from the Taruvus of the Shirayim of the Chatas Pnimi, and he did a Zrika L'mayla Michot HaSikra. So it could be that he got a little bit of the Shirayim for the Chatas Pnimi. And by the way, Chachamim Yesh Bila, he for sure got a little bit of the Chatas Pnimi, which means that when he's going to do now the Shvicha Shirayim Lamata, he's missing a little bit. So I could have thought that in and of itself should be a Paslos. There is a Mandama that holds Shirayim Ma'akvin by the Chatas Pnimi, right? That's another point. There's no Shirayim Ma'akvin when it comes to the Chatas Chitzayin. It's only by the Chatas Pnimi. So by the Chatas Pnimi, where Shirayim is Ma'akiv, and there's a Shaila that it could be, if it's Chaser, it's also going to be a problem. So he just wanted you to know, but there, you're right, for the Ikra Kimta to get out of this issue, all he had to say was that it's not a Taruvah this between an oil and a chatas. It's a tarubas, the chatas and shirayim. Why did he get involved in the shirayim of a chatas panimi, even though it's forcing him to jump through a hoop that maybe he didn't have to jump through? It's literally for this agaburchi kamash malon digger chedesh. Either way, one last ta'ara. Amalei Ravat Teisva the Ravina. Ravat Teisva asked Ravina Akasha. He said, the Gemara just said, Toshma, from the case of Nasan Lamayla V'lein Nimlach, Elu Ve'elu Moedim She'achsav Yitin Lamat. Why did the Gemara bring this Toshma? Because the Gemara felt that you see for sure that the Tchilas Oilo and the Shiori Chattas end up in the same place. Because if they don't end up in the same place, why is Elu Ve'elu Moedim, once you are Nasan V'lein Nimlach, that you can go ahead and just put it Lamata? It's two different lamatas. The lamata of the Tchilas Oil is on the Kirmes Beach, and the lamata of the Shirayim is on the Yisayt. So because of this, we had to come on to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef's Oikimta. What was it? Oikimta, it's not talking about where Oil and Achatas were Nisar, which is what we thought it was the whole time. It's talking about where Achatas was Nisar, which Shirayim, he even went further, but there, Agav Urche Kamash one, that it was the Shirayim of Achatas Panimi. But Rabbi Tesfai asked Ravina, are you holding Cheshbin from the beginning of the Sugya? Oikimna, we made an Oikimta already. In that brisa, hahi beruba el yoinim v'kayav lemailoch shir tachtoin avoid, that the case was where roiv of the dam was chatos, and you went ahead and you put the shear of what was supposed to go lamata, right, the shear oila, and you went ahead the shear oila, and a little bit more lamaila on top. Why did we make that Oikimta? The reason we made that Oikimta was because we were trying at the time to shtim the Braisa with Rav Ashi, who held Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer in Bila. If you would hold Yesh Bila, you wouldn't have to make that Oikimta. But we were trying to make it shtim with him who holds that in Bila. And it's for that reason we went ahead and we made that Oikimta. Okay, so what's the kasha? So what does Rav Tosfa want from Ravina? What he wants from Ravina is that if that's the case, then what emerges is when you go ahead now and you do the Hazal Lamata, in our mind, you're not being Yoytza the Oila anyways. Because in our mind, we're being suspicious that you already put the Oila Lamata. The only thing that we're saying now that you're Yoytza when you go Lamata really is the Shirayim of the Chatas. Because you for sure got the Chatas, and this for sure shiori chatos. So that's when you pour the rest of the dam on the bottom. So what we're saying is you're going to end up getting the shiraim of a chatos. But in our mind, you're talking not getting the oilo. And being that in our mind, you're talking not getting the oilo, so amalei ravat ha'isval ravino. So what was the whole toshma lechatchila? The toshma lechatchila was that we're assuming that when you're going to go ahead and you're going to go lamata, you're going to be yoytza the oila and the shiori chatas. It's not true, you're not being yoytza the oila. The reason you're not being yoytza the oila is because we're assuming that you put the whole oila lamala, and being that we're assuming you put the whole oila lamala, all you're being yoytza now really is the shiraim of the chatas. So if all you're being yoytza is the shiraim of the chatas, then stamazai, like, this is not a toshma to the shaila of you see from here that tchilas oila and shiori chatas go in the same place, because you're anyways not being yoytza the tchilas oila. So why make the kimto that the chatas was the sarv with the shiraim? Keep the kimta was tchilas oila and tchilas chatas. And when we say that you can go do a lamata, it's only outs the shirayim. And you're right, you'll put it in the makam of the shirayim. You'll put it on the aside. You're not putting on the kirmes veh because we don't think you're being yoytza the oila anyways. This is what the Gemara says, the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos brings Rashi, and Tosfos asks one, just I think, pretty obvious kasha. And that is, in this part of the braisa, it said, elu ve'elu moidim. Everybody's moida that you can go ahead now and you can put the dam lamata. The Rebbe Eliezer chelik of putting the dam lamata, if you hold Rebbe Eliezer holds ein bila, just to tie the whole daf together, that would mean that I don't know that you're being yoytza the oila. You're talking that you're only being yoytza the chatas. So maybe putting a lamata would mean put it on the aside and you'd be yoytza yishvicha shirayim. But the chachomim part of the elu ve'elu, the chachomim, because again, the chachomim I mentioned here was not simply nimlach. So that for sure is to be yoytza the oila and the shvicha shirayim, because the chachomim for sure hold yesh bila. So for sure, right now, I could put oila lamata and I could put the shvicha shirayim lamata. So it says Tosfos, amalei rava Tosva the ravina hoy kim nahi berubal yoni v'koyav lamala shir tachtoin v'oid. That's under Rebbe Eliezer component of the ve'elu ve'elu. So from there, anachinami, maybe it would mean put it on the yisoid, but The Toshma of the Gemara maybe wasn't from the Rebbe Eliezer part of the Elo Ve'elo, it was from the Chachamim part of the Elo Ve'elo. And being that they all Yesh Pila for sure, it's all going on the Mizbech. So if it's going to Mizbech, so you see Mefurish that it ends up in the same place. As they freak Toysfis, Ayin Sham, Tois doesn't say Teres, it's Toysfis Kosha. But either way, and for the Gemara, what was his response? Amale. So if somebody asked you this Kosha after today's Daf, right, what would you answer? What Ravina said, Amale says, Hani mili lamand amr meikara. What, you didn't learn the whole Gemara? Yeah, the chatchil, in the very beginning of the sugya, the Gemara thought that there was a way to shtim all these brises, even with Rav Ashi sheet of Ein Bila. And in order to do that, we had to make all these akimtas, but the Gemara came out, there's no way to make Rav Ashi shtim with this. Right, it's impossible. Right, meikara, we thought Ein Bila. Abba maskana. Maskana, it's impossible to make it work in a taruvah slach balach and ein bila. Either you have to say Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, or you have to say maskana bekoisus pligi. They argue in bekoisus, and if they argue in bekoisus, then there's no question in the world. The elu ve'elu, even alibi Rabbi Eliezer is going to mean you're going to go ahead and take both of the koisus, you're going to put them in the same place. And if that's the case, you zicha have a tashma with regards to the shayla. Either way, I didn't want to say this before the daf, but it's pretty obvious this was not the easiest daf in Shas, but the bottom was not the easiest mesachet in Shas, but, and certainly not the easiest perek in the easiest mesachet in Shas. What happened in today's daf? We're not going to do a sikkum. We don't even have to precap it for tomorrow's daf, because tomorrow's already a new Mishnah from 7.5 years ago. Hashtag Chumashir. But the bottom line is that what emerges is there were two major sugyas that are Dvar Ma'im de Bruma Shalom. One is a Shas Sugya that has huge Kachim ramifications. The other one is a Kachim Sugya that has huge Kachim ramifications. The Shas Sugya that has huge Kachim ramifications is Yesh Bila Ein Bila. Anytime there's a Taruva Slach Balach, do we assume that every little drop of this Taruva Slach Balach has both components of it, or not necessarily, implications in Masach Tispara, implications in Kachim, can move in implications in other places as well. The second Shiloh was, when we talk about the Shvicha Shiraim, the Torah says you pour it on the Yisoid. Could you pour it on the Kir and the Mizbeach? Could you pour it on the same place that you did all the Tchilas, Oiles, and Oshams, and all these Karbanas that went Lamata Bichot HaSikra? Could it go in the same place or not? First half of the Daf focused more on the Yesh Bila, Ein Bila part. Second half of the Daf focus more on the mokim of the Shvicha Shirayim. It all tied together at the very, very end of the daf. Additionally, we had three makairis to Ein Oilam Mevatnu Zeh Zeh. And at this point, Vesu Loi Midi.